You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Even as efforts to ramp up vaccination in India are on week data on the COVID portal points towards a declining trend when it comes to average doses being administered daily. Nonetheless, Zydus Cadila's jab for children is likely to get emergency use approval this week. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, a look at India's infection tally as of July 12th. The country recorded a little over 37,000 new cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. The daily toll due to the disease was recorded below 800. And according to the Union Health Ministry, the fatalities have remained below 1,000 for the second consecutive day today. Moving on, here are a few updates on vaccines. The Subject Expert Committee of the Central Drug Standard Control Organization will examine the Phase 3 trial data for Zydus Cadila's vaccine candidate. If the results come out satisfactory, the vaccine may get approval for emergency use for children in the age group of 12 to 18. Meanwhile, in the US, vaccine maker Pfizer plans to meet top health officials to discuss the request for federal authorization of the third dose of its COVID vaccine. This comes as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed. This is days after Pfizer asserted that booster shots will be needed within 12 months. Moreover, pharma firm FTC Limited said it has launched oral suspensions of favipiravir to treat mild and moderate cases of COVID-19 in India. This prescription-only Favenza oral suspension is currently available at all retail medical outlets and hospital pharmacies across the country, the company said. Well, a new study suggests that flu jab protects against severe effects of COVID-19. People who are vaccinated against influenza may be partially protected against many severe effects of COVID-19 and are less likely to need emergency care, according to this large-scale study. An analysis of nearly 75,000 COVID-19 patients from around the world strongly suggests that the annual flu shot reduces the risk of stroke, sepsis and deep vein thrombosis, that is DVT, in patients with COVID-19. COVID-19 patients who had been vaccinated against flu were also less likely to visit the emergency department and be admitted to the intensive care unit, the researchers have said. Moving on, healthcare major Abbott said it has launched COVID-19 home test kit in India for the detection of the virus in adults and children with or without symptoms. A single test kit pack will cost ₹325. The company will deliver millions of PanBio COVID-19 rapid antigen tests available for self-use to ease the burden on healthcare systems in urban and rural India, the company has said. In alignment with the current Indian Council of Medical Research Advisory on Self-Use, these tests will be made available to ramp up testing of symptomatic as well as asymptomatic individuals and contacts of confirmed coronavirus cases. ICMR former Director General Nirmal Kaur Ganguly said, and I quote, "Scaling access to easy, accurate and fast testing can speed up the country's preparedness and curb community contagion." Unquote. Next up, here's a look at the vaccination status of the country. Even as the government is trying to step up the inoculation drive, data suggests a decline in average doses being administered daily since June 21st, when the new phase of universalization of COVID-19 vaccination commenced. According to data available on the Cowin platform, an average of 61.14 lakh doses were administered daily in the week from June 21st to June 27th. This figure dropped to 41.92 lakh doses daily in the subsequent week from June 28th to July 4th. Well, in the following week, that is from July 5th to July 11th, the daily average vaccine doses further dipped to 34.32 lakh doses. Among states, however, a mixed trend has been observed. States such as Haryana, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Gujarat, and Chhattisgarh, they showed a decline in average daily vaccination since the week from June 21st to 27th. Meanwhile, a mixed trend was seen in states and union territories like Kerala, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, and Jammu and Kashmir. In the states of Assam and Tripura, which recently reported a rise in fresh COVID-19 cases, a declining trend of average daily vaccine doses could also be seen. Next, a look at pandemic news on the global front. Well, Australia's largest city, Sydney, is bracing for a prolonged COVID-19 lockdown as officials warn new daily cases are likely to top 100 amid a fast-growing outbreak of the Delta virus variant. New infections have been rising daily despite the city, which is home to a fifth of Australia's 25 million population, entering a lockdown more than 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, South Africa has extended COVID restrictions for a fortnight with certain relaxations amid rising cases. Most restrictions that were announced last evening fall under the level 4 of the country's 5-level lockdown strategy. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.